My name is Sarah Hakim. I'm originally from London, where I was born, and my father is from Aleppo, and I've been living in Ireland for the last 15 years.
So this must be a very difficult time for you and the family at the moment.
It is. It's been incredibly difficult. We have a huge extended family in Aleppo. There's over 150 members of our family. Like many Syrian families, they're similar makeup to Irish family, large families, strong community, lots of cousins and aunts. And it's been very, very difficult as we've watched family members suffer increasingly. And even those who were managing to hold it together are now finding things incredibly, incredibly difficult. From what I can understand, it is the relentlessness of it. It's the relentlessness of not having electricity, of not having the basics, being able to just carry out your life. My dad put it to me that basically they're camping in their own homes and they cannot leave their campsite because of the danger involved in doing so. And now, psychologically, with looking up into the sky to see if the bombs are coming down, whether that's from Assad, from ISIS, from all the other groups that are going targeting civilians, and civilians being caught up in it, it's the relentlessness and it's the anxiety. Huge mental illness now in Syria. People under massive stress, depression, anxiety. It's all there.
Has your family chosen to remain and not leave?
Some of my family have chosen to remain. In fact, an aunt and uncle of mine, I was very, very close to our particular family. And I was asking the other day why my dad, to my father, why they don't leave. And he said, it's home, it's where they are, they're old, they don't want to go. They're looking now at the scenes in Europe. And for them, it's horrifying. And they've made the decision to stay come what may.
How are people managing for basic provisions?
With increasing difficulty, as with everything else. Most people's income has entirely run out. Most people have very little access to funds now and are selling everything that they've had. And really, the people are getting by on very, very little.
Maurice Hegarty from the Irish Syrian Solidarity Movement. If people had listened to us, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, when we were saying Assad needs to be stopped, we wouldn't have had all those refugees. So it's a very frustrating time. It's a very heartening time in one way, because people are rallying to the refugees. They're getting active all over Europe, and it's the people, not the governments, and that's fantastic, and I love it. But it's the political situation has become more complex. Keep feeling that any chance of a solution just gets more smashed and more smashed and more smashed. And as the damage continues, as the bombing continues, as people are brutalised by war, the levels of violence, the levels of cruelty can only but increase, you know.
And Assad is still in power.
Assad is still in power. Assad is still bombing every day. Well, there was a poster there that said something like 226 barrel bombs in the last 72 hours, something which people conveniently forget, you know. ISIS, I'm sure everybody you've spoken to has said this, you know, ISIS is being presented as the big monster, but in reality, so far this year, Assad has killed seven times more people than ISIS.
Valerie Hughes, a member of Irish Syria Solidarity Movement.
We've caught the attention of the world as to what's going on in Syria. What now needs to happen?
Well, what we're calling for and what the Syrian members of the Syrian community here this evening is above all listening to their voices and listening to the Syrians from Syria. An urgent appeal for an end of the barrel bombing and a safe zone. That's the most urgent call that goes out this evening from this demonstration. They're screaming for protection and really everything else, it all comes down to protection. Kenneth Roth said it very well there in recently. He said that too few people understand the extraordinary slaughter that the Syrian military is committing with its barrel bombs. He is the head of Human Rights Watch. As Amnesty International UK have been saying, that the amount of civilians killed in the barrel bombs exceeds anything done by ISIS, and it's also the main driver of the refugees out of Syria. And I just wonder, why is that? Why is it that too few people understand this?